Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Have you seen it? Are you able to see it? Have you seen the colors of these color-coded disasters? I'm going to share that with you in this broadcast. And actually, why don't we just do this? I'm going to hop right on over to a little giggle search that I did and think about cooties that we've been through for the last few years. Some of, not you, but some of all y'all, the others, they're still like, they're loving it. They don't ever want to let it go. They're going to come up with every variant they can think of because they just love it. They don't ever want that to go. Otherwise, their life will not have meaning. So what color comes to mind when you think of that? What was on the news? What was in the, on the websites of the health agencies? What colors come to mind when you think of cooties? All right, let's take a look here, shall we? And I just did a giggle search because it's so very funny, only it's not funny. And here we have it. This is what these computer generated images looked like. All right, there was a lot of blue, kind of a blue, a purpley blue, purpley red. And this was on their map. That's how they use those colors. They could very easily have done green or pink or orange or yellow, but they did this red and blue. Now, you probably know, I hope you know, that these are just graphic images. This is not something that was seen by a microscope or anything. This is an artist rendering of this horrible boogeyman. So this is probably this one here that says State Department. Looks to me, now I don't eat ham, but I remember as a child when my mom would be making a ham for Easter or some holiday, and she would take little cloves. You ever remember that? And she would, you could stick the cloves in that ham before you cook it. That's what it reminds me of. So they also do this. They will use things like that, that in our subconscious, we're like, oh yeah, that kind of looks familiar. So there you have it. There is the color. Let me know what color you think is going on for the Maui disaster. Let me know what color you might have remembered back in the day for, let's see, we're going to be looking at Zika. We're going to be looking at Ebola. That's, my eyes were really opened up when that one was being sloshed all over us. If we have time, we will, let's see, we'll look at AIDS. And if we have time, we will look at the swine flu as well. And I want to hear from you in a comment. Have you noticed these color codes? It's all done by design. It is a part of conditioning. I don't know exactly why they chose those colors, but I do want to bring your attention to it so that you can have your eyes opened and help me dig deeper and get to the bottom of this. Now, I am going to bring you a message from the sponsor today. This is not strictly a Maui video. I promised you a month ago that I was going to leave out the sponsor messages on my investigations and on my reporting because I wanted to get right to the heart of the matter. But I do really appreciate my sponsors who are able, that's how I'm able to stay on this channel because I do this for free. So let's do this. I'm going to tell you all about Noble Gold Investments. It's important to know, especially if you are interested in investing in precious metals like I am. So if you are feeling unsure about your finances these days, you are not alone. And that's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You can hear it straight from the folks that they have helped. Here are some of their testimonies. They are testimonials. The Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver. I want to find that for you as well. Here we go. A 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin, if you qualify for their IRA. So invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. And you go here, noblegoldinvestments.com. It's the only gold company that I trust. The number here is 877-646-5347. They'll pick up the phone. You can speak to somebody here in the United States, in California, probably. I know the owner of this company. And of course, there's always a risk of investment. There's no guarantee of any kind, but get your questions answered from Noble Gold Investments. All right, friends, I realized in the broadcast that I just did previous to this, I told you I was going to read to you some of your amazing comments, and I will do that at the end of this video. Let's dive right into the color-coded disaster. So there are so many of these disasters that I believe are intentionally inflicted upon the unsuspecting population. And over the years, I noticed how weird it was. And it first came to me when, remember that Ebola virus? Yeah, I can't believe I said that word on this channel. came to be some many years ago. They tried to bring it back again. Let me bring that one to you, because that to me was the most obvious one. And I remember this was some years ago because my mom was still alive. And I remember she had the news on. I don't ever watch the news. And I said, "Mom, this is so weird. It's the same colors again and again. Look at this broadcast. It's the same darn colors." And okay, here we go. I'm going to pull this up for you. I'm trying to cover some of these evildoers and puppet masters I have on my screen as I'm getting my videos ready for you. All right, let me share my screen. And you probably will remember this from Ebola. All right. So everything with Ebola was this like fluorescent green color and this a lot of fluorescent. Here's the yellow. It looks very different than the cooties, right? The cooties was the red and blue. So they had these green gloves, this bright yellow outfit. And of course, that's the Red Cross. They have to be on the scene everywhere. I don't know exactly what they do other than hand out a hot meal, give you information. I don't know why they need $100 million to do that in Lahaina, kind of because FEMA is paying for they might pay for some of the overnight stays. But okay, so now this happens to be the flag of Guinea. And this happened to be in the Congo. So when we look at Africa, these red, yellow, and green, it's very featured frequently in the flags. So I thought that was interesting that these are the colors that they're using. So again, here is the structure of the disease. They could have used red or pink or orange, but they used green and yellow. And here it is, green and yellow. This is to imprint it. It's pretty funny, I'm wearing a green blouse. This is to imprint it into your brain. There it is again with the little red, kind of looks like one of the African flags, doesn't it? Oh yes, that's the structure of it, which again, this is a computerized image. I'm sure you already know that. Here we go again with the green gloves, the fluorescent yellow outfits. There we go again. It's just, I don't even know what to say about these images. Here are the posters with the yellow, the green, and the red. He's wearing a little red hoodie. He's got the green scrubs. There they are again. It's kind of reminds me like of an MTV movie video or something. There's the red. There's the yellow. There's the green. There's the red. It's done intentionally. Look at this. She looks like one of the people wearing the outfits. Now, maybe it's to induce more trauma that you associate these colors with that disease outbreak. It's very strange. Now, here's something I want to show you. This is how I knew it was a fake, phony incident. I knew it anyway. So apparently the first two Ebola patients in Africa, Americans, Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitbol. Do you see what I see in this name right here? You see it, right? You see it, right? Yeah, let's just, do you see what I'm saying? I'm like, you can't make this up. They are mocking you and me. Look at that. There it is. E-B-O-L, Ebola, Ebola. Oh, her name just happened to be Reitbol. Oh, I've heard that name all the time. It's really common. E-B-O-L. That's how you know it's a computer program. And that's how you know when you look at the names of victims in the orchestrated events, and their names look like they came from a computer printout because they duplicate the letters and the little, the different syllables are repeated, and you can see that unless they have become more sophisticated. That was really bad. So I knew that was fake. All right, let's go to this one here. Okay, HIV. Let's take a look at their colors that they have. All right, this is more of an orangey color. Apparently, that's what the computer graphics says that looks like. Oh, wait a minute. It's purple and blue. Hang on. Oh, that's Ebola. I'm sorry. This says Ebola outbreak. I was like, why? That doesn't match up. So that goes back with their orange, yellow, I'm sorry, and green. All right, HIV is purple and blue and a very kind of purpley blue. There you go. That's what it looks like. There it is. There it is. So you may say, well, Peggy, that is what color it is. No, that's all done by computer artist. All right. Artist graphic renderings. but even their posters follow the same coloring. So why are the posters using the same color? Like I showed you a moment ago. Here's AIDS, which it very much like cooties. They just put a name on something and threw all of the other symptoms in that bucket. And the same thing for this, HIV. Got to dig into that. It's another, okay, so that's the HIV. You can see that very clearly. They're using that purple and kind of this bluish red color. All right, malaria. Malaria apparently is green and red. Here we are. So, oh, what a quinky dink. There's the green and there's the red of the mosquito. And there it is, the other computer rendering. Here's another image. Here's another image. And again, they had to make the posters be the same color as their color for that disaster. It's all color coded. I guess you can keep all the different cooties straight. Oh, she just happened to be wearing the colors of malaria. Here it is, malaria management. And she just happens to be wearing the same colors of malaria. This is so bizarre to me. And here's their little flyer with the same colors. Here it is again, the same colors. Even their map is showing the same colors of malaria. See, you're being manipulated. For some, I don't really know why they're doing this other than to keep their own disasters and their own diseases straight, but I find it very bizarre. All right, let me find another one for you. So let me stop share for a moment while I grab my next one. So we did Ebola and we did malaria and we did cooties. All right, let's go to Zika. And I do want to give you a little warning. These images are very troubling to me. And many would say that it's not the Zika, but guess what? It's the cocktail that they give for the Zika that very sadly results in these types of deformities. So here we go. I just want you to look more at the colors. So this little baby's wearing the orange. Here are the Zika colors, orange and kind of this yellow. Looks like a little maybe pink in there as well. There's that yellow, that muted yellow. Here it is right here. Same colors that we just saw a moment ago. I don't know. I'm fascinated by this. Maybe it's just me. Let me know if you think this is not even important. I think we need to look at everything. I have no idea what these green things are here, but again, the similar colors and that pink and the yellow again, just like we saw here. So it is done intentionally to condition you. And there's the pink and the yellow. I guess what really bothers me and why I'm pointing it out is like, I'm on to them. I'm on to their tactics, their strategies, their techniques, their underhanded ways of trying to manipulate what we're seeing. And there it is again, the pink, the red, and the yellow. I don't like this at all. And there it is again, pink. Why? That really troubles me. All right. We did look at Maui. I did that yesterday in terms of green and blue. And let me see if I have something else for you here. One of the things was, let me see if I can, well, I did grab that for you yesterday. So if you'd like to see that, I don't even know if I'm still sharing. All right, let's do this. We will take a look at swine flu. And I didn't even have a chance to grab all the photos. This is just a blind search right now on Giggle on purpose because I want to see what they're dishing up to the rest of the world. So let's take a look here, shall we? And we'll see what's color coded for the swine. First of all, I don't even believe in that. I mean, these poor little pigs, I'm not saying that they don't get sick, but okay, here we have now everybody's wearing the dark blue gloves. She's got the dark blue on. Oh, there you have it. She's got the pink. And here is swine flu is the dark blue and the pink. And that even looks like this. You see, friends, you can't make this up. Here it is again, that blue. Here's the pink of the ears, the blue. And again, I didn't even prepare this. I'm just kind of going completely random right now. But you can see that they're doing what they're doing. And that really bothers me. So I think it's important that we look at everything. Many of you left comments saying, I'm so glad that you're digging into the details. The devil is in the details. I did have a couple of people, I don't think they're ever going to come back to this channel, because they left a comment saying, you're focusing too much on the details. I'm sorry, I just will leave it at that. What I will do is I'm going to share some details. I'm going to share what you wrote to me. There were such good comments here on the last few videos. Oh, here we have it. Let's do this. Here's what's going on Maui. I believe these are the colors for Maui. All right. If this fellow is actually deceased, may he rest his soul in peace. I found it very interesting that this was the picture that they brought of the yellow lei with the deep blue shirt, which we're seeing over and over because there's blue and yellow in these images, of course, blue. And I did this video yesterday about blue and green are not hit. And apparently red is, there's green, are not hit by their technology for these fires. A lot of blue and yellow here. The blue, they keep showing the blue water bottles, of course, the infamous blue umbrellas there, the blue car, green as well, green trash can, untouched, greenhouse, untouched. Interesting that this is circled in yellow. Now, obviously, that might be a detail that I'm reading too much into. I will do a video on this guy if you want me to. He was one of the first that was interviewed many times by the news, like on the first day. How did that all get set up? I hope he and his family are all right, but if they are scammers, I hope that God will take care of them. All right. Blue water bottles, blue earrings, and they're in a dew drop. Okay. They're at the meeting, basically all wearing blue. It could totally be a coincidence, but given what I showed you, I think that is very compelling, especially this right here of the blue and the yellow. And then they said that, and here's yellow on this truck. It said that the Bay Area natives, they were in Maui. They came back home. And to me, this inflatable pool looks like it was Photoshopped right in there. It's a very strange place for it. The blue trash cans, I could be off base, but look at this. I think blue and yellow are the color codes for this disaster. All right. You had some really great messages. And if I can find them, I'm going to read them. I really appreciate it, friends. You've been keeping me going with your support. And here's a few. History Repeat says, top award to Incredible Snoop of the Year for in-depth investigation. Thanks, Peggy, for schooling us on the Band-Aid saga. Yes, I did a couple of videos about all these weird Band-Aids showing up everywhere. And you know what, friends? On that Band-Aid one, I don't know if I have it here right on my desktop, but when you go back and watch that again, one of my lovely Healthy Americans pointed out that between the fingers dripping in blood, that the gloves look like the fingers are dripping in blood on the box of Band-Aids that apparently was going to Ukraine. In between the fingers, it said kids. I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, I don't like to fearmonger or spread rumors, but it was a very strange thing that was there. History says, as they say, you can't make this stuff up. I agree with you on the wardrobe. And as a consultant, I could offer a few tips in terms of what Josh Green do deal was wearing, the same clothes over and over. And he should give up a few meals, she writes, so that the buttons on his shirt don't pop. That was my first thought when I saw a full shot of him, a doctor who is overweight, disheveled, and adding to his lack of public speaking. Yikes, how did he get into that position? All right, Martin said, thanks, Peggy. You are like the little child in the crowd pointing to the emperor, saying he has no clothes on. If you haven't read that story, it's a very good one to read. It's basically pointing out what is real, the reality, the facts, but everybody else has been brainwashed into something else and they can't see it. And it's the young boy that says, no, the emperor doesn't have any clothes on. Okay. Hey, Peggy, I worked in Hawaii at AMR, which is the American, I think that's the medical rescue. Forgive me if I don't have the acronym correct. It's the emergency when you call for an ambulance, and that was called AMR. They had a long time contract in Hawaii, and I just did a video saying that that contract was pulled out from under them, and they're giving it to a Danish company that is hand in glove with the United Nations and the WEFers, World Economic Forum. That company called Falca, like don't give them any flack, right? Falca had their contracts canceled in San Diego because they had such poor response time. But this is interesting. Nathan says, I worked in Hawaii for this American AM, I actually don't know what that stands for, AMR, when you're calling for the ambulance. I just left Hawaii in January of this year. I lived there for about 3 years because my wife is a naval officer. And I think God removed me from that state because of the corruption and the evil that is there. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. He says, unfortunately, a lot of globalist elites want to destroy us on that island, and they have their hand very strong in Hawaii. Ironically, AMR company is also a corrupt business, at least in Hawaii. He said, I know both companies. I now work for a government job as a paramedic. And in Texas, God bless you and keep up the good fight. God bless you, Nathan. Sandra says, I appreciate what you're doing and having an investigative mind that questions everything. I do. Sometimes it's a burden because I keep digging deeper. I can't let these things go. Just like the firemen, all right? I heard from a couple of firefighters. Actually, I heard from a volunteer firefighter who said, Peggy and others said, you know, well, firemen have wives and families too. Yes, they do. So do policemen. So do the military. And apparently I was mistaken thinking that firefighters put their life on the line to rescue people. And there were about three comments that said, oh, no, you've got it all wrong. They leave when they stand down when it's too dangerous. That's news to me. There are plenty of firefighters that lost their lives in the line of duty in California, in Texas, in other states. I was under the impression that they were fighting fires to protect life. And if the firefighters, as I showed in a previous video, were able to hitch a ride from the cops to get out of Lahaina town, why didn't the cops pick up other people? Why just the firefighters? So a lot of that doesn't add up to me. The images that we saw on the news reports, we have no way of knowing if that was during that fire. There had been other fires on Maui, different years, different places. We don't know that that was in Lahaina. So no, I don't have any way of validating that. And I found it very strange that we never heard who was the incident commander since the top chief was gone off the island. We never heard how many firefighters were deployed. We never heard where. We never heard how many engines were on the scene. We never heard who called them off, who made the decision to end that. We never heard how the fire was put out or how it was contained or how it was controlled. If they're telling us that there were 80 mile an hour winds, did they suddenly stop? There was still fuel to burn. There were plenty of cars to catch on fire. We were told that it was a grass-fueled fire, yet grass is standing and cars are melted. An outdoor fire burns at 1400 degrees. I'm going to repeat this again and again, at 1400 degrees. Yet a car, the carbon steel, which is very, very strong and has a very high melting point, is like 2500 degrees or higher. And it has to be for a sustained period of time, not minutes sweeping through an area, unless, of course, it's a different type of fire, like microwave energy. And keep in mind, if you're trying to put water to put out a microwave fire or an electric fire, it doesn't put it out. It scatters more. It's like popcorn. So that's probably why the water was turned off, because it would have been visible for people to see that it wasn't doing the trick. So you have a lot of questions for the firemen, who, by the way, I will bring to you in an upcoming video about Duper's Delight. They looked a little too jovial when they were being interviewed, and they still never answered any of those questions that I just asked. My lovely Olivia has been digging into this. And she was hung up on at the Maui Fire Department. Why don't you call the Maui Fire Department? We're doing that. We're putting in a Freedom of Information Act, asking for all of these questions, answers for all of these questions. Something you could do, friends. You're always saying, what can I do? What can I do? Dig in, make phone calls, send emails, ask to get these questions answered. Why was the fire chief off the island? Who was in charge if he was off the island? Why was the governor off island? Why was the emergency management director off island? Why didn't they come back as soon as they heard what was going on? Why wasn't the U.S. Army called into action immediately? Why wasn't the Coast Guard flying helicopters? They're able to fly helicopters in winds. I've seen those videos on the rescue channels and all of that. So I have a lot of questions. And I'm not demeaning or maligning the firefighters. Somebody else said that you're blaming it on the firefighters. Show me where I blamed it on the firefighters. Not you, healthy Americans. the ones that stumble across the channel that don't understand I'm all about truth and freedom. I'm not blaming it on the firemen or firewomen. I have questions about who was in charge. You can't just give me a name of the battalion chief, of the incident commander. You can't publish the incident report. This should be public knowledge. That is a public agency that is paid for by the tax dollars of the Lahaina residents. And you're covering that all up? That doesn't bother you? Well, it bothers me. And I will continue to ask these questions. I'm going to bring another video in an upcoming day about more questions that haven't been answered. How come no reporter is asking, how did the fire go out? When did you have containment? When did you have control? Who was there? Who signed off? Who made the call that the fire is controlled? Who? That's all I'm asking. So yeah, don't give me, you're a volunteer firefighter. Maybe the volunteer firemen don't put their lives on the line. Plenty of firemen have died in the line of duty because that's their job. Prove me wrong. I'm getting a little snarky, aren't I? This is a topic that really troubles me. Here's another one. On a happier note, I appreciate what you're doing. Yeah, having the investigative mind. You do amazing research. Thank you. History again says I'm definitely sharing and mentioning on other channels your channel. Your research and reports are in-depth and succinct. I've been wondering who appointed the police chief and asked for the election of the governor and the mayor. Any fishy news popped up on them? I find it suspicious that the three musketeers all landed in office around the same time. My gut says they were selected, not elected. What say you? Anyone in power is there because the evildoers want them to be there, period. Diane says, keep reporting, Peggy. We are not going to hear this in the lamestream media at all. And then Lisa said, I'm hitting the thumbs up, but the number doesn't increase. Friends, my videos are so heavily shadow banned. It's absolutely stunning. I've got about 180,000 subscribers on this channel that are, and probably, I don't know, 90% of them are not being notified that my videos are live. People are going to my channel searching for the videos and they're not able to find them. Yet other information that the powers that shouldn't be want to get out there, it's out there. So ask yourself why that is. All right. My channel, heavily shadow banned. I don't talk about that a lot because the numbers don't matter to me. What matters to me is the information getting out there? And you can help me by emailing it, the links to people, by sending this to other blog posts, like Before It's News and other ones that you might read. Mentioning the channel on other channels, that helps so much, especially on other social media. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Rumble, I'm on BitChute, I'm on Brighteon, so you can find me there as well. I'm on Substack, you can get a free subscription there to catch all of the deep dives that I do. Janet says, thank you for keeping us informed. You were the first one to announce these facts. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Janet. I just have that inquisitive mind. I want to dig deeper. I am able to see things quickly, to research quickly, and to bring the information quickly. Sherry says, as always, Peggy, you give us info that is vital and shareable. Thank you. Marcy says, oh my word, it's crazy how everything lines up perfectly for that transportation corridor. Did a video on it yesterday. The burned areas were already planned to have the major transportation corridor in Lahaina years before this fire, right? I went on the Maui County website and I showed you their plans for Agenda 2030, which interestingly sounds like Agenda 2030 for the United Nations. And they're using all of the same language, sustainable, safe for all, resilient. Yeah, it's all there in red. That's the color they have. We've got Healthy American from Germany. Hi, Peggy. Greets from Germany. As you mentioned, ESRI, which is this computer program where you can, that I showed yesterday in my video, she said it immediately made a click in my head. This company provides all of the COODIS dashboards worldwide. It collaborates with the UN, with the WHO, with the World Bank, with Granny Gates, with Microsoft, and many others we know who are pushing this unhuman agendas and the lies. That's stunning to me. All right. And somebody else said, oh, it's a really good computer program that is being used, you know, for nefarious means. The fact is, it's called ESRI, E-S-R-I, and they just named one of the COODIS variants Eris, the same letters transposed. You think this is just a coincidence? Yeah, no, it's not. Okay, one more here for you. Marty says, thank you so very much, Peggy. I've learned so much from your research. I will continue to share it. I know without a doubt, you are exactly over the target. So many of us see it so clearly. Some still don't, but I believe many folks seem to be waking up. That's great. I pray that they get on board fast here. Knowledge is power, and at least you need to be prepared. The level of corruption in positions of power and authority over the common citizen is shocking and clearly points to absolute totalitarian oligarch. After the common man built up the land and made them all their billions over the last 100+ years, who do they think they are? I mean, really. Thanks again, Peggy Hall. God bless and keep you. And I really appreciate that, Marty. And the reason I'm sharing these messages, friends, is I want you to enjoy that encouragement, because you have told me that your families and friends and coworkers and neighbors are like, you're crazy. This is just happening because the climate is out of control and we need to reduce fossil fuels and it's only going to get worse. That's what your friends are telling you and your family. And you're saying, oh my gosh, are they right? Am I the crazy one? I want you to know that you're not the crazy one. I want you to hear, and I hope you'll play this video again, I want you to hear these words of encouragement. That's why I share it. I've gotten so many lovely cards and letters and birthday cards from you all for my birthday last week. I really appreciate it. There is in the description box below, if you would like to send me something in the mail, I will be sharing more of your comments and cards and letters because you encourage me. All right, friends, wrapping up for now, I will be bringing you a couple of videos tomorrow. And then I think one of them is going to be a little bit of a departure from the fire coverage. I need a break. You probably need a break psychologically. They want to wear us down with all of this controversial information, and they have the fire hose of information, right? It's so difficult to stay up on top of all of the press concerts, as I call them, because they're a performance. And there are lots of videos that I want to share with you, some also from the Lahaina residents themselves. So please stick with me. And tomorrow will be a little bit more of some let's say emotional support and encouragement, and probably one or two shorter videos about Maui. I just want to give you a little heads up on that. And I really appreciate you being on board. Big shout out to our moderators and everyone that takes time to leave a comment, to ask questions, to consider looking at things a different way, to answering questions that some people pose in the comments. And most of